Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you're not a part of my book club yet, yes, you're going to hear this again. I'm going to talk about it all year long because it's the biggest thing in my life and it should be the biggest thing in yours because I really believe that we are going to shift the planet with this new way of being, belonging, and building community, which truly is what the book is all about, building community, learning how to build a community that will help you transcend to your next level. So we know that we're never going to reach our highest potential on our own. We have to first create the groups and the environments in our life so that we can then insert ourselves into them and grow into them, right? So you can go to atribecalledbliss.com if you have not gotten your book yet. Otherwise, you can go to Facebook and you can join the totally free community there at A Tribe Called Bliss. And I cannot wait to see you in the group. I am often in the group and I also have so many team members who go into that page on a daily basis. So I know that you will love meeting your like-minded community there. And we never, ever have an excuse again to say that we don't have the people who are like-minded or we don't know how to connect to people because this book is the way to connect to people. It's got the tools. It's got scripts. It teaches you how to do the outreach. It teaches you how to have the conversation. It teaches you how to be the person who can really handle these up-leveled relationships in your life. So today on the quickie, what I want to talk to you about is mastering your mindset and this thing that we called life that can feel so damn challenging, you guys. Like, I have had so many experiences lately because I'm doing a lot of things that are outside of what I normally do. And I'm doing a lot of things that are getting me in front of audiences that I would never normally be in front of. So, you know how we can talk to some people and we're totally preaching to our own choir and it's like, oh, they're so excited to hear what we're talking about. And this is so great. And these people are interested in what I'm interested in. And then what can happen is when you start expanding out more and more, which this will happen to you if it's not happening yet, you start to be talking to people who aren't necessarily in your tribe, who aren't necessarily agreeing with your message. And sometimes these people are even when we start to really come out and when we start to step into being our authentic selves, what can happen is these people can even be our friends, they can be our family, they can be current circles that we run in. Because the more that you shift into the person that you know that you were put here to be, the more you change. So that can also bring a lot of people saying maybe that you have changed. And in my opinion, I think that is the best compliment in the world. But what comes with change is not easy. Sometimes it's opinions. Sometimes it's people talking about you. Sometimes it's judgment. Sometimes it's people telling you that you're selfish. Sometimes it's people telling you that you're crazy. Sometimes it's people not agreeing with what you have to say. Sometimes it's people saying mean things to you. And this is what stops most people from living the life that they want to live. And many times it's also because, you know, as I'm talking about within my book and in my life right now, they don't have the tribes to support them on the other side. So that when this does happen in your current tribe, you know, that you have the people who are also doing the do right alongside of you, who are shoulder to shoulder with you in the arena, right? They're out there on the battleground floor going after who they know they are meant to be in this world, showing up so authentically. And you need those people to remind you that this journey is not easy. And I want to tell you that at the end of the day, it's just about mastering your mindset. It's just about mastering your mindset, because people are going to talk. But what is going to happen most of all is we're going to blow it all out of proportion. And I'm here to tell you that it is all made up. All of it. It's all made up. Number one, the stories they're telling about you, totally made up. They're making it up in their mind to fit where they are in their life as self-preservation or protection, or a story that they need to tell themselves in order to either feel better or fit in somewhere, or to protect the idea that they are not going after what they want to go after. That's the story they're telling themselves if they're telling a story about you. And the story you're telling about yourself or about them is that people are talking about you. People are judging you. People are comparing. Maybe that you need to be perfect. And again, this is all made up. Nobody really cares. At the end of the day, yes, someone may have said a passing story about you that someone else may have forgotten about. And I will tell you that if it lands on the ears of the wise, gossip dies, right? I love that quote. Gossip dies when it lands on the ears of the wise. This is where full-time faith has to come in. And you have to just know that no matter what anyone is saying, no matter what's going on, it's going to stop if you don't give it attention. And if it does land on small minds, that's totally fine too. It's okay, because the most successful people in the world, the happiest people in the world, are going to tune into the station that they want to tune into. So it's a choice to tune into the small minds and be obsessed with caring what they think. That's going to hold you back all day long. So like I said in the beginning, this game of life is truly about mastering your mindset. It's about deciding what matters to you and deciding whose opinion matters to you. And I'll tell you that at the end of the day, the only opinions that matter to me is if I am living into my highest potential that my creator has put me on this planet for, and that I am doing what I believe is my job to be of high service to the highest good, and I care about what my family thinks. I care about what my family thinks and what my creator thinks. First and foremost, what my creator thinks, that I am here serving my highest potential. I am here stepping into my own authentic power and truth. And everything else is just noise. And that's all there is to it. You are here to serve in the way that you love to serve. Do not get drowned out by small minds who are not willing to step in and make an impact. And I feel that this is such an important message for all of us, because we can get so caught up in the opinions or judgments or one freaking little tiny comment of somebody trying to pull energy out of you or trying to make you feel bad. And again, this is where we have to remember that we are radically responsible for our own energy. Not one comment, not one person, not one thing can take away our truth, can take away our purpose, can take away our happiness. Yes, it can be momentary. Of course I feel when people do things like this to me. Of course, when I feel, you know, someone causing intentional pain or talking or whatever it is, but I choose love again. I choose prayer. I choose meditation. I choose to go back and remember the things that make me the happiest. And mastering your mindset is also knowing what brings you back to love. So for me, it's not just sitting around and trying to switch my thoughts back to love. It really is also actionable. Even though I do that, of course, I also try to move my body. I know that the second that I start creating or learning, I start to forget about the things that don't matter. So I heard the greatest analogy the other day. I was actually on the podcast called The Skinny Confidential, and Lauren and her husband, Michael, host this podcast. And Lauren was talking about how if you want to start eating healthy, you want to fill your plate with more. You don't want to take away. You want to actually fill your plate with more greens. You want to fill your plate with more healthy things so that it drowns out and kind of pushes out the unhealthy stuff. So I thought, oh my God, that is like exactly how life is. So what I do when I try to drown out the noise is I try to bring in so much good. And for me, that looks like writing. For me, that looks like poetry. For me, that looks like dancing, singing, surfing, getting outside, creating, doing something new, learning, pottery, like anything creative to focus your mind on something else. Fill your plate so much with the good stuff that the noise just gets completely canceled out. Bring in the good and it will naturally push out all of those other small-minded comments, small-minded things, and those things that are holding you back. So start bringing in the good, you guys. What can you do today if you are focused on something that is pulling out your energy from you? We know that energy is our biggest commodity. Make sure that you are doing everything you can to bring in the good, pull in that energy today. And I'm sending you so much love because we need you. We need you to show up in all of your glory, in all of your weirdness, in all of your goofiness, in all of whatever makes you totally unique that you've been covering up that is actually your superpower. Get vulnerable, be you, show up. Let it be okay if somebody doesn't like it. Let it be okay if hundreds of people don't like it. You get to live this life exactly how your creator intended you, and that is pure bliss. So you guys have the most amazing day, and until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.